It's time for Haley and M. Nobbs on News Radio 840 WHS. Everybody's in place tonight, too. I like that.
We've been in place the last couple of nights.
It's just nice. Sometimes we get, you know, a guest on the Nobbs show, and just, I don't know, I feel like I have to mind my manners or something. But when there's the regular team, I feel all good about
it. You can let it all hang out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. With the fam. Hello, Haley.
You can wear your sweatpants, put your PJs on. You don't have to put makeup on, impress anyone.
I wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah, right, of course.
It's like Haley's trip to work every day.
Every day.
The thermostat ticked down to 74. This cold wave really is happening.
Get a coat!
I am a little chilly. I'm not going to lie.
She's wearing her sweater.
I have a sweater on. It is a little chilly for me.
How does that work, by the way? We've still never figured out how someone from Chicago is cold at 75 degrees.
Because I may be from Chicago, but my roots are in Mexico. So I think that as a person, my body is drastically telling me, you're not supposed to be in this cold.
You don't know Mexico. You know Chicago.
I know, but my body, the clock inside my body is telling me otherwise.
Mexico.
It's calling me, Ian.
There you go. All right, first up tonight, apparently there's been some investigation into the October blasts over at the new VA hospital. Do you remember when that happened? And all those rocks flew in the air. Like I saw a guy on WLKY showing the cameras how a big chunk of rock came through his kitchen ceiling and landed like on the counter.
It's like, it's what we call home improvement.
Hello!
Ooh.
That area filled with rock, so they had to blow it up. Now, let's see. I saw it the other day. Looks like there's about five or six floor. I mean, we're just talking about the infrastructure, just the basic framing of it. But, I mean, you know, the big concrete pillars of maybe four or five floors of that and then a parking structure, same sort of thing. That's all it is. It's going to take a while, several years until our new VA hospital is ready.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They still have to blow up some more rocks.
How and why?
I guess there's more
rocks,
pylons, or whatever that have to be planted.
Are they going to do it a little safer this time?
That's what the investigation that came out today. Investigations into the blasting incident that took place on October 4th, 2022 are complete. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Kentucky Division of Mine Reclamation and Enforcement, and Dyno Consult, a third-party consultant retained by the contractor. They conducted independent investigations. Here's what they've concluded. That big blast that sent rocks all up on the Waterson Expressway, like I said, through people's roofs who live right around there. Like, wow. And nobody got hurt, by the way.
Miraculously.
Rocks coming down onto the Waterson Expressway. The investigation concluded that all this was the result of an unintended simultaneous detonation of several explosive charges. It sounds like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Right. Yeah. Unintentional.
How does that happen?
Right.
They were designed to detonate on a precisely timed sequence. Instead, they all blew at once.
Well, not a very good design then, I would argue.
Or not that precisely timed.
Or not that precisely timed.
Nobody gets fired over something like that?
No one was injured. What are you going to do?
What do you do for a living? Well, I precisely time sequential explosions. Oh, my goodness. They all went at once. That'd be like thunder over Louisville. They say, here comes the show.
Do you know I worry about that every single thunder? I'm always like, someone's going to press the wrong button and it's all going to go off.
Once.
Actually, wouldn't that be fun, though? Because like Vanetti always says, isn't thunder kind of the same every year? Like if it all goes up at once and we get a 30-second show, but it literally, you could see it from the space station, the lights would be so big. Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
And the Clark Bridge would fall into the river.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's not do that because I don't want to have to pay to come to work every day, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. All right, so here's the rest of this story, drivers.
Oh, boy.
Get ready.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. To safely complete the remaining rock removal at this site, USACE and state regulating officials now require the contractor to provide an updated risk remediation plan. That makes sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Kentucky Division of Mine Reclamation and Enforcement have reviewed and approved the blast remediation plan and includes increasing the space between charges.
That, Makes sense. Logical.
The use of a soil overburden along with a layer of blast mats. I don't know what any of that means.
I'm assuming that keeps the blast contained.
But if
sounds
it's a
like
blast,
a good idea.
Where would the what would happen to the mats? What are the
right,
mats
what do
made
the mats
out of?
Do?
What are they made of that they don't get blown up?
I'm just picturing they're like gym mats you used in wrestling in seventh grade. They just throw a pile of those on. They're like, ah, this will stop the rocks.
Maybe they're jump to conclusions mats for the rocks for them to jump to. Like, don't go on the road or in somebody's house. We got these mats here for you.
Hey, let's start a business. Let's get a couple of investors. We're going to create a blast mat factory. What are those for? Well, occasionally when they're blowing up stuff, these are mats that keep the rocks from flying up and going into somebody's Nissan on the Waterston Expressway. Doesn't seem like there'd be a big market for that.
No, but it's probably the safest factory in town.
Probably is. Here's the part the drivers aren't going to like. Traffic will also be stopped on the Waterston Expressway during each of the remaining blasts. They don't say how many of those there are or how long this is going to go on. Stop in the name of love. And it's like, how long does this take?
Hopefully they're doing it overnight.
If you'll recall, when they built the East End Bridge, the Lewis and Clark, on the Kentucky side, because someone complained about a mansion, you ought to see the place. I've walked around it. Some house that's up near the river. The whole thing was about not being able to build infrastructure in through there because of the house that I don't know what happened. Somebody, the Matahari, stopped by there one time and had a cup of tea, and we can't blow it up.
Oh, no. So where's
Remember,
the house?
They had to. That's still there. They had to dig that whole tunnel. They had to blast through all that rock at the Snyder and 42.
I thought it has to do with, like, some sort of bug that lives there.
Oh, that's right. The silverfish. Wasn't that one of the complaints out of River Club or somebody who was there? And anyway, they had to spend all this extra money to burrow out a tunnel to get it. Just goes under this house and then emerges from this neighborhood. And then there it goes, the ramp going up to the Lewis and Clark.
It's a cool tunnel, though.
On the Kentucky side.
To be fair.
Yeah, it is. It's cool to go through. But think of the blasting that went on there.
Jeez.
And if you'll recall, every time they blast, and you're talking about tons and tons of rock over months. Every time they did that, they had to stop traffic. It was like it would take forever. I have friends who live out beyond there, and they'd say, hey, you come out. What time's the blasting today?
Got to check to see if the rocks are coming through my windshield.
Do they have their own Facebook page with the schedule on it?
And they then should. Does the guy in the Roadrunner cartoon have it ready to go at the right time?
Right.
Just clearly not so precisely timed in the past.
Right. So there you go. Just a little advance warning. It does not say, again, blasting is anticipated to resume the week of January 23rd. That's next Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
One per day, weather and equipment permitting.
Per day.
So, yeah, five more blasts are scheduled that we know about.
So is that like one each day next week?
That's what it sounds like if they do it. They said weather and equipment permitting.
They may not have their blast mats in time.
Or we can't use a wet blast mat. Maybe it's not as functional.
Ah, true.
What if the blast mat didn't do what it was supposed to do and it gets blown up and lands on that mansion? Now we owe them $7 million more dollars.
Oh, no. And it kills the silverfish or whatever they're called.
That sounds like it's a construction error that would be on them, hopefully.
Anyway, be apprised. There are going to be stoppages on, this would be the Waterston Expressway, not the Snyder. The Waterston Expressway at 42. And that was the 42 traffic that stopped when they were building the East End Bridge, too. Next week, starting January 23rd, and it says five blasts, but they said one a day. So I don't know what time. That would be kind of helpful to know that.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Keep that in mind. There's your blast update here on News Radio 840 WHS. It's hailing the knobs. Oh, I'm listening to this. Here comes the name of the song. Marrakesh Express. It took me.
There we go.
David Crosby passing. I'm going to say this is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Does that sound right, Ian?
Correct. Yeah. No Young.
Because Neil Young, he was kind of in and out of it. You know, I don't like you. Okay, I like you. I don't like you. I'm out.
Those Canadians, they waffle.
Oh, that does. Back in a few on News Radio 840 WHS. Just to take you there, I smell the garden in your hair. It's Hailing the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHS. That's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's version of Woodstock, a Joni Mitchell song, of course. She sang it was very tender and quiet. And these guys rocked it out, made a huge hit of it.
That's got to be the Neil Young influence, though, right? That guitar sounds a lot like Neil Young.
Let's see. That's Stephen Stills singing right there. I think David Crosby is part of the harmony on the chorus. Yeah, that's Stephen Stills.
Yeah.
So anyway, you've heard that song. David Crosby passed away today, 81 years old. It was in The Byrds. Isn't that what you said, Haley, in the newscast? The Byrds, a founding member of The Byrds, 8 miles high. I know they had that song. And then Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Let's see, where did they? I was reading about him a few minutes ago. They were at Cass Elliott's house. That's where he met Graham Nash. And then I guess Graham Nash already knew Stephen Stills, so that's how Crosby, Stills, Nash got together. How do you decide whose name goes first? Just because right. Stills is S and Nash is N, so it's not alphabetized.
Right, you think, okay, Crosby, that makes sense. And then he was the last one to show up to the meeting that they decided to name the band. Whoever shows up last,
oh, no,
name is last.
I check that. David Crosby met Stills first, and Stills knew Graham Nash, who was in the Hollies. That's what it was. Love the Hollies.
Hollies.
Oh, yeah. They had some great songs in the 60s, but they were actually better after Graham Nash was gone.
Oh,
yeah. They added some other harmony people. Let me fire up a 70s Hollies thing. Sometimes. Do great tight harmonies. All I need is
the air that was the 60s, man. Yes, beautiful harmonies.
So, yeah, somebody leaves the group, and you're like, yeah, we got a guy here. You think this will work? And then it turns out it works.
And it turns out it works better than before.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, sometimes Young, sold a bazillion albums. But it's also Dolly Parton's birthday.
So oh, happy birthday, Queen.
Everybody loves her. Earlier today, I played part of this. This is a Barbara Walters interview, and this is from 1977. And she asked her some rude stuff, Haley.
Oh, it's the 70s.
She asked her about her body. It's like, dude, nobody would do that today.
Oh, my, could you imagine? Although people still do. They're all up on the Twitterverse saying, oh, Kim Kardashian and her fake lips. And Kim Kardashian's, I mean, if it's your body, you're allowed to say if you've had or have not had work done. But 1977.
Right. Barbara Walters.
Babs.
Here she is asking her about her chest.
My assistant asked me something, and I'm going to blame it on her because I wouldn't have had the nerve otherwise. Is it all you?
Well, I can't show you here. I don't tell her.
I'll take your word for it.
I get asked that question. I always answer that by because people are in awe of the whole thing. You know, a lot of people say I have. A lot of people say I haven't. I always say that if I hadn't have had it on my own, I'm just the kind of person that would have had me some maid.
You don't have to look like this. You're very beautiful. You don't have to wear the blonde wigs. You don't have to wear the extreme clothes, right?
No, it's certainly a choice. I don't like to be like everybody else. I've often made this statement that I would never stoop so low as to be fashionable. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. So I just decided that I would do something that would at least get the attention. Once they got past the shock of the ridiculous way I looked and all that, then they would see there was parts of me to be appreciated. I'm very real where it counts, and that's inside, and as far as my outlook on life and the way I care about people and the way I care about myself.
Don't you love her?
She's an American dream. I love Dolly Parton. If that were me, I would have turned around and been like, why do you dress the way you dress, Babs? Why do you look like that? You don't have to look like that.
That was rough. And her first question, wow.
Dolly, where I come from, would I have called you a hillbilly?
Can you believe she was saying that? What the
well,
what?
Where I come from, we would have called you something I can't say on the radio.
Smacked you in the head with something earlier. All right, we're going to step aside here. It's Hailing the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHS. I think this is David Crosby at his happiest. When you watch this video, he's just the look on his face.
Got out of town on a boat on the Southern Islands.
Called Southern Cross, this song.
Sailing to reach before a following sea.
You can tell I've played it on the radio.
She was making for the trades on the outside.
Because I know how to hit the post.
And the downhill run to Papa Ete.
David Crosby passing away today. That's Southern Cross, of course, with, I think that was Stills and Nash on that one, too.
Yep.
Hey, did you meet Drake Milligan today? He was here in our studios.
No, is that Elvis-looking kid?
He's a good-looking kid. He does look like the Elvis actor.
Yeah. I did not meet him, but I saw him walk by.
Yeah, he's playing right next door to us at PBR. There's a lot of people outside our window tonight, too.
It's good people watching tonight.
Yeah, he must attract a pretty good crowd. Here's what he sounds like, by the way. I just looked him up online.
If love was a melody, I'd want you to sing to me in that voice that whispers my name.
This is how I sound when I'm singing in my car.
If the world was a dance floor, I'd waltz you shore to shore while the steel and twin fiddles play. A love song that goes on forever.
24 years old.
For worse
from Mansfield, Texas.
We'll two-step together.
Oh, no, he was born in Texas. Excuse me.
Hold you closer.
Obviously in Nashville now.
Today I go through this dance of a lifetime with you.
Aww.
Apparently was on America's Got Talent. Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah.
He competed on American Idol, I'm reading here, ultimately dropped out. And then I think he told me AGT. Yeah, when we were talking, that's what it was. He said he and his band appeared on America's Got Talent in June. Oh, just last June. So
oh, wow.
7 months ago.
Attaboy.
He got 4 yes votes for his performance. I said, who are the judges? And he goes, Sophia and Heidi and Simon.
Simon.
And that's what he said, Simon. And it's kind of nerve-wracking. Anyway, he's playing at PBR Louisville right next to our studios at 4th Street Live tonight.
I did not expect that voice out of that kid.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I just tweeted a photo of us so you can see people. I'm 6'2", so you can tell. And he's a pretty tall guy. We're with Ashley from WAMZ. In the photo.
I was pretty jealous of his hair. That's what my hair looks like when I'm singing in the car.
Yeah. he's got beautiful hair. Drake Milligan.
It's a good name,
so
too.
I hope things work out for him. He's he was delightful when he was walking around here. And, you know, sometimes you meet people and they're just like, yeah, hey, whatever. But he was actually
engaging with
people and talking. And
he was around for a while. He's stuck around and talked to people. So, yeah.
And Ashley said, hey, can I use your studio for a few minutes? I'm like, sure. So we had to change all the signage in here to AMZ and make it look like the AMZ studio.
Which is supposed to be easy with this fancy setup we have. It's
one button or something. You just click. See, I click this and then
look at that. We're sports. We're talk radio 1080.
Who are we now?
Oh, no. Now we're just
K&N.
Oh, now we're K&N. I should know that.
KSR.
Oh, I'm Matt Jones. Now I'm Ashley.
There's QMF.
Ian, I'm just like you.
UMF.
Rocking the big old funky Q.
Real 93.1. We got them all. Kiss FM.
All right, we really do have all of them. Good for us.
Yeah, 100.5, your life on shuffle.
Which one is that white screen that's behind you now?
Yeah, good point.
That's the choose your own adventure screen.
I don't want to confuse people walking by, so I'll put it back on HAS. We do have a lot of people walk by and wave. And a lot of times I'm on here talking because the studios we've had for the last 20 years, I think we were there on Bishop Lane. We didn't have people walking by. We didn't have access. But when we were at the TV station, there was the same thing. People go by the window, and you just automatically just sort of raise your arm and wave. Even if you're talking about something horrible, they don't know that. They're just walking by.
And then you feel like an idiot because you're talking about, and you know, horrible atrocities.
They wave at you and say, that Terry Miners, I waved at him and he didn't wave back.
Oh, yeah. And then you're the mean guy on Twitter. Everyone exactly. hates you. Canceled.
Well, just know, people, Terry's older now. He doesn't see all the way outside the window. So
we have a lot of people float by. It's just good to see him. All right. What is our latest TikTok issue? They're getting rid of it at certain universities, like University of Texas.
Texas, it's gone.
How is it gone? Like, as soon as you walk on campus, you can't
correct.
Get it anymore?
The Wi-Fi doesn't...
Locked.
Yeah.
Oh, like kids don't just switch over to the data on their phone and do it anyway.
What they have to do. They're
smarter than me. I don't know how to do it.
They don't want it in the university system. They just don't want it to go in there and encroach, and just in case it's a problem. That there TikTok always making trouble. Let's see. What are they afraid of? That the Chinese, who actually own the company that distributes it here in America, are snarfing up information.
I've heard before as well, Facebook does this and Instagram does this and all these things. Sure, they have trackers that do it. Those trackers are largely for advertising purposes. We don't know what China's trackers are doing.
Yeah, that's one of the issues.
Spooky.
That goes on. So anyway.
Those are spookies.
Not much controversy for me, because I'm not going to go on TikTok. I got an 18-year-old and she's on TikTok all the time. If I need any TikTok news, I get it from her.
Smart. Who needs another social media app on their phone?
No one.
Here's where an American broadcaster made a little problem for himself. His name is Stephen A. Smith. He was asked about the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and, well, he had a few things to say about Rihanna. Rihanna is the halftime show, you know, main person. I'm sure she's going to have some other guests on there.
Are you excited for this halftime show?
I don't want to say I'm not excited. She's fantastic. That's not where I'm going with this.
Okay, where you going?
She's a lot of things. She's spectacular, actually.
Yes.
And congratulations on new mamahood.
I sense
there's butts. One thing she's not.
Uh-huh.
She ain't Beyonce.
Oh, man.
I know she's not Beyonce, but wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold up. Stephen A. Smith, you know, he spits out opinions. That's what he does for a living. But that did not go over well. So naturally, he had to apologize.
I'm going to own it. I know what y'all trying to do. I want Rihanna to know you're a superstar and you are a worthy person to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm just saying that I'm a Beyonce fan. That's all. Rihanna, go do your thing. I apologize for creating whatever brouhaha comes of this. I got to be more careful where people twist it and turn it into something it ain't. My bad on that. Good luck, sweetie. Looking forward to seeing you perform. You know you got to turn it out. And I believe you will.
I believe you will, Stephen A.
He better say that every year for the next 10 years. Whoever the performer is, well, it's no Beyonce.
Well, you know who was really worried about that, Stephen A. Smith's opinion? I'm sure Rihanna was. Uh-huh. She was like, until I hear what Stephen A. Smith has to say, I don't know if I can do this show now. He better apologize.
It's Hailing the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. You know who's playing house now? Are those ABC News anchors, Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes.
Oh, are they holding hands in the sunset?
They showed a couple days, you know, the paparazzi, they showed her in some little park in Manhattan handing her dog over to her husband that she just dumped.
Oh.
And the husband and the dog
battle.
Was all excited. No, the dog was all excited. Oh, jumping on the daddy-o. And then they talked for a second or two, and then he went on down the street and paparazzi follows her. And she goes down to T.J. Holmes' apartment, part of Manhattan. Like,
do we still consider them anchors, though, since they haven't been on?
Good point, Ian. Good point. That's what this is what they sounded like a month and a half ago.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Jim May 3, what you need to know on this Friday. You know, it's too bad it's Friday.
Is it?
It's been a great week. Just want this one to keep going and going and going.
That's the two of them, Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes. Well, today, the Daily Mail says that there was an intern at ABC News, a script coordinator named Jasmine Petaway.
Oh, boy.
T.J. Holmes had an affair with.
Oh, Terry.
Starting in 20. It sounds very Matt Lauer-like.
Oh.
So Amy Robach may eventually, get back to ABC. But I'm thinking old T.J. might have seen his last day on the ABC
Yeah, that's
cameras.
Not a good look, my dude.
After NBC went through all that, and CBS had it with Charlie Rose. Remember all that business?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
ABC. ABC's everybody was like, ABC skated under. They didn't. Everybody was behaving themselves. Well, apparently TJ didn't get the memo. Because
there's always someone.
Matt Lauer's been gone for, I don't know, maybe this was going on while the Matt Lauer mess was going on. Anyway.
Either way.
Watch this space. We'll see.
Oof.
My money is on TJ Holmes working elsewhere.
Yeah, unemployed soon. Possibly.
Maybe he can walk that his significant other's dog.
Hey, there we go. Side hustle.
His new job. Oh, that would be uncomfortable, wouldn't it? Indeed. All right, it's Thursday night, so Dr. Wayne Tuckson on next, and we will talk with you guys tomorrow. Happy Friday, almost here. Good night. Ooh.